Chapter 3. When I arrived at the warehouse the following night, my insides swam with excitement. As I walked in, I saw Sean sitting there with another guy I recognized from when I used to work for Brett. "Hey, Enzo," I greeted him warmly. Enzo had been on a lot of boosts with me in the past. "Hey, kid," he replied, getting up and slapping me on the back. It was incredibly easy to fit back in with these guys because they didn't care where I'd been or what I'd done. It was just easy acceptance. "You on with me tonight?" I asked, looking around for anyone else. "Yeah, I'm driving. And Sean, Jose, Aaron, and Steve are with you," he answered, rubbing his hands together excitedly. "Sean's with me? Great. Well, tonight's going to be fun, then." I looked at Sean. He had a cut over the bridge of his nose and two fading black eyes from where I'd punched him. "Awesome. What happened to your face, Sean? Looks bad," I teased, smirking at him. He stood up, glaring warningly. "That's two, kid. You won't get three." "No, trust me, you don't want three," I snorted, shrugging and turning away from him. If Sean wanted to attack me, he wouldn't do it from behind. That was a code we had around here. If you wanted to start something, you had to be man enough to do it face to face. "Hey, where's my package?" I called over to Ray. He pointed to his desk, so I stalked over to it and grabbed the manila envelope, ripping it open and sitting down to read it through. Inside were all the details of the boost, the location of each car, the owner's routine, and any security on the cars that could be easily viewed by walking past, such as alarms and immobilizers. There were also photos of each car. I stopped at the Bugatti. It was incredible, and my hands started to sweat just at the thought of it. It was a beautiful one, too. Black with red doors. Not even your run-of-the-mill showroom car. This one was custom-made. Even the Porsche was sleek, classy, and probably priced at over $400,000. "You see this list?" I asked Ray. He grinned. "Hell yeah, I saw it. I can't fucking wait. Don't scratch that Bugatti, kid. I want to see it in all its perfect glory." "I've never seen a real one," he gushed. "I won't scratch it. What do you think I am, some sort of half-baked idiot like Sean?" I asked, grinning, making Ray laugh. From the corner of my eye, I could see Sean staring at me like he wanted to rip my head off. At 9 o'clock, Brett came down and slung his arm around my shoulder.